Shir Nindalan Shabbos continued at Dalet Adar Hetav Shinah Zion, February 22nd, 1977, on Tuesday continued.
Bishleimei, if we say, so Bishleimei, if we say that the Tam is because of who Elishus Ayochi, Bishleimei, if we say that the business to Aizor Kaveres is Potter. Because Rishuis is Potter as Rashi says, all right, so you can understand. But if we say because it's Zerik Mishus Ayochi, Mishus Ayochi, so the Mikheim HaKaveres, the Uvi HaDeifen and the Uvi HaShalayim have to be a Mishus Ayochi. And these are the things, the tangible things that occupy the space. So he says, so he mentions this Kalvachina, Lachir Meis in the Chitra Asmai Kolchim. So in one motion the Reb Chaim says, That the same aloha of lachin meis mechitzel asmei kolshkin that applies to the gava kesel applies also to the mikema kesel. Then some mele is put there because the mikema deifen akaveres. This is the tangible thing, and that also has a din of rishayochid. Some mele it is zerik mishusayochid. But then he says, no, maybe the Kal Vachomer of Lachir Meis Mechitzel Asmei Kolshkin that the Gemara mentions in connection with the Gava Kesel that he has a Dinah Sayochid, so it's only Shayach Likabi Gava Kesel, but it's not Shayach Likabi the Mikema Kesel. Why? Because the Gava Kesel has Moke, has Chol Dalet, Aved Dalet. So maybe it can be Dinah Sayochid, Masheinkin, the Mikema Kesel, that's Otum. There is no hollow space. There is no hollow space, and even if you have certain cracks, let's say in the wall, but it's not avedalet, so memele it couldn't become a rishayochi. So the first lotion in Reb Chaim is that even though he doesn't have avedalet, so the kalvachimer lachir mitzvah that's not poshkin applies, and even the mikema kesel and the mikema shalai. Now he says that Rish Sayochid requires Karake, so Mele, the same Kaluchemer that applies to Kinsel, can apply to the Shalayim too. So, there's the first Lashon. The second Lashon is not. That in order to be Rish Sayochid, there must be hollow space, Avadalet. And the Mikema Kinsel does not have Avadalet. So, it's Otum, and even if there are cracks, but there is no Avadalet. So, Rish Sayochid cannot become. But, the same Kaluchemer does apply. Why? Because the same Kal Vachomer implies two things. First of all, the Kal Vachomer implies that the Machir Meis Mechitze, if the Achirim can become Erish Zayochid, if the Achirim, the enclosed space becomes Erish Zayochid, so Memele, the Mechitze itself, is certainly Erish Zayochid. And then, Mechitzes are also mafkia the din rishus arabim. Let's say according to the Rambam, so three mechitzes as a din of mokim ptur. So three mechitzes do not convert the area into the enclosed space into a rishus ayochid, but they still convert it into a mokim ptur. So mimele, suppose you have three mechitzes according to the Rambam that the enclosed space is a mokim ptur. It's not a rishus ayochid. So we still can apply the same Kal Vachomer Lachir Meis Mechitze to be Mafki Adedin Rishus Arabim, that it becomes a Mokim Tur. So Asmi Kolshkin, that this Kesel becomes a Mokim Tur. So Mimele, even if we say that we cannot apply the Kal Vachomer to make the Mikema Kesel, that is Otum, that does not have Aved Dalet, into a Rishus Ayochid because it doesn't have Aved Dalet, but L'chola Poches, it can be Mafki Adedin Rishus Arabim. So Mimele is Potter, Zora Kaveres is Potter, because the Mikema Kesel does not have a din of Rishus Rabin, so there is no Hanoche in the Rishus Rabin. This is what Reb Chaim says. Now, anyway, so Reb Chaim takes it for granted that the Kal Vachomer applies not only to the Gava Kesel, the Kal Vachomer applies also to the Mikema Kesel. But the question is, if we apply the Kal Vachomer, does it only mean that it's mafkia the din rishus arabim, but the rishus ayochid doesn't become because there is no avadalet, or even without avadalet comes a rishus ayochid. Now, if we say that the mikema kesa also becomes a rishus ayochid without avadalet, so then the question arises against Reb Chaim, why do we have to resort? Why do we have to resort to a special halacha of Chulei Rishus Hayochid? What does Chulei Rishus Hayochid mean? Chulei Rishus Hayochid means there is a hole in the wall. All right, we can find Chulei Rishus Hayochid even not in the wall. But let's say there is a crevice in the character of the Sayochid. But the usual case of Chulei Rishus Hayochid means a chair. I mean, how do all the shenim visualize Chulei Rishus Hayochid? A chur in a case. It's mashma from Rosh Nagmore in the first parak that chur is a yochid as reference to a chur in a case. So if we say that the whole kalvachim of lachir meisimachit lasmi kolsh, that it becomes a rishis a yochid, only applies to the gava case, but it doesn't apply to the mikhima case, then we can understand, let's say even according to Rechaim second Rosh. So we have to resort to a special halacha of Rishus Hayochid, that it should become a Rishus Hayochid. Let's say if you have in the wall a hole. So, and there is no other dalet, so mele mitzad the kalachim alachir misrech tas bekolshin, it couldn't become a Rishus Hayochid, but becomes a Rishus Hayochid even without other dalet, any crack because of Rishus Hayochid. But if we say like the first Loshon of Chaim, that the Mekima Kesel becomes a Rishus Hayochid even without Avadalet. So why do we have to resort to a special aloche of Chure Rishus Hayochid? So we can find the Echatimtzes. Not only Echatimtzes of Chure Rishus Hayochid not in the Kesel, but even when the Chir is in the Kesel, we can also find the Echatimtzes. Let's say according to the Rambam, but we can find the Chetimtzes even not according to the Rambam. According to the other Rishayim. According to the other Rishayim. Suppose someone built three Mechitzes around a certain area. So it became a Rishus Hayochid. And then later on, he decided to build a fourth case. And there was a hole in the fourth case. So we couldn't say on the basis of Lachir Meisim Chitze, Li'atzme Li'kolshkin, we couldn't say that the hole in the fourth wall that was built later on and the whole enclosed area had a din of Rishus Hayochid before too, that now it should become a Rishus Hayochid on the basis of Lachir Meisim Chitze Lachir Meisim, because it's not, we don't need it Lachir Meisim Mechitze. It was a Rishus Hayochid, the enclosed space was a Rishus Hayochid before, but on the basis of Chura Rishus Hayochid, so even the hole in the fourth wall that was built later on after the whole enclosure had to be Rishus Hayochid for some time, so even the hole in the fourth wall acquires a Rishus Hayochid on the basis of Chura Rishus Hayochid. According to the Rambam can also visualize, because according to the Rambam, so if you have three mechitzes and no fourth mechitz at all, so then it's a mokim p'tur min ha'is. But if you set up any token mechitze, even a lechi, so min ha'is say it becomes converted into Rishus Hayochid. So suppose you made three mechitzes, and then the fourth side you put up a lechi. One post, the yosef, you set up the yosef. Then, later on, you put up a whole wall. So, that whole wall was not necessary to convert the enclosed area into Rishus Hayochid, because the whole area became a Rishus Hayochid before too. It became before too. So, mimele, but, and then there is a chayah in that wall. So then we have to resort to the halacha of Rishus Hayochid to that this chayah should become a Rishus Hayochid. Or even, let's say, suppose now the halacha is that if it's not more, if there is an opening, a gap in a wall, in a mechitza, in a fence, and if the gap is not more than esrim amo, Ten Esar Amo, so that's considered like a Pesach. So it's not mafgia the dimechit. Only if it's more than Eser Amo, so then it's not a Pesach. But if it's not more than Eser Amo, so it's considered a Pesach without Tzures HaPesach. In other words, let's say you have on this side, you have boards, and then, but at one point there is a gap, and if that gap is not more than Eser Amo, so it doesn't affect the Mechitzah. So suppose you had 3 Mechitzahs, 4 Mechitzahs, but on each side you had gaps where it was open. Then you set up a very low mechitza, less than 10 tvach. So and there is a hole. So then, on the basis of achirim is mechitza l'afilu kolshken, so you cannot say that hole should have a din of rishus hayochi. I mean, first of all, it's less than 10 tvachim high. But on the basis of chur ishus hayochi, it will become ishus hayochi. So in other words, so there are many situations. There are many situations where we have to resort to chur ishus hayochi, and we couldn't have recourse to the halacha of lachir meis mechitza l'atzmo kosher. Now let's see the Rashba. There is a very strange lashon in the Rashba on this gemara. The Rashba also has the same kasha. He was bothered by the same thing. Why does the Gemara say umuke v'kamles? Why doesn't the Gemara say umuke v'rishus harabim? Umuke include rishus harabim. So Kesel rishus harabim. Govei ayud vin roche farba umukev v'kamles v'yoser rishus hayoch mistabre dihod yitzrich l'meima kol han l'meimche kol hane mishum dimikore hoye mokim p'tur v'yachshov. So it's the Rashba doesn't say the same thing as Tesis. The Tesis Rosh is his mamish the same lotion as Tesis, but the Rashba says something else. Ki mistabre dihod yitzrich l'meima kol hane mishum dimikore hoye mokim p'tur v'yachshov kishikodar ha-kamles v'nases memeila od mechitze zu rishus hayochi v'hilkach miboyle kindel mischade shum dobo v'gufi shal kisel ze u'mikore hi mokipto yazlinan beibosa mikore oy dilmo kindi mikol moki al yodeo nase rishus hayochi afike rishus hayochi avol mitchilo goda kamles v'arba mechitze Pshitalei, the Afalpi, Shein, Amechitzes Rechoves Dalet, Chayev, Kimchitzes Rishayochi, Rishayochi, Kishenmi Arbereisho Mechitzo, the Havale, Kichur, Rishayochi, Shein, Rishayochi. So let's forget for a moment the last expression, which is altogether strange. But what does the Rashba say up to this point? When he says, the Havale, Kichur, Rishayochi, Shein, Rishayochi. So he says, the whole thing is a commission, the core, who you're mocking to. The Achsh of Kitchigoda are harmless, the Nasses, Mimelel, the Mechitze Zu, Rishus Ayoch, the Hilka, Miboyale, Kindle Nishadishum Domo, the Gufishal case, Ze, Umikore, he mocking to. In other words, how does Rashi apply this Gemara? Where there was a case cell that was Machi. A biko, makiv a biko, and then the kesel says he kif a biko shoyso kamles val yodei naser rishus hayochi. So in other words, that means, so apparently the Rashba visualizes this gemara shaile in respect to this case where, let's say, you had a biko, so that was a kamles, and then there was one kesel standing in the biko. It was near the rishus harabim, but the kesel was makiv for some time in biko, and for some time that was the only kesel. It didn't have the other psalm. So all this time that the biko had just one kesel, what kind of a status did that kesel have that stood in the biko? Imokim tov. Then later on he added, he set up more mechitzes. and he converted it into Arishas HaYochid. So Mimele, he says, the Shaila of Rabbi Yechon was Kivim Miboil, Kivim Dilim Yishadi Shim Dov Abikeshim, Kivim Mikufi Shol Kesel Zek, Umikore Hoyo Mokim Ptur, Yazlin and the Bibosam Mikore, he doesn't mean what this is what he says, I mean that's obvious. Umikore Hi Mokim Ptur, Yazlin and Bosam Mikore, Oy Dilmo, because the same Kesel existed before. And no chidush took place in that kesel. That kesel existed before. What chidush took place? He added more ksolim on the other side. But that kesel was there all the time. And that kesel that was there for some time had it in Ovimokim too. So, but then he put up other ksolim. So do we say he has written me bosam ikore? And loin is chadeishum dobo begufish al kesel zeh. So we see that the Rashba certainly does not mean what it is it says, it means something else altogether. So since it's loy mischadishum dovo bikufi shal kesel zeh, so Mimele it continues to have the same status. But it says, avoli mitchilo goda kalmeles bi'aba mechitzes pshitale. So it certainly doesn't mean what Teisve says, what it is it says, because according to Teisve, the difference consists in a kesel that was set up and heretofore Rishus Rabim, and a kesel that were and mechitzes that were set up and heretofore Karmelis. But the Rashba distinguishes, he contrasts a heretofore Karmelis in both situations. It's a heretofore Karmelis, but in one situation, so he set up all the mechitzes together at the same time. And that's a pshites. And in the other situation, so there was one kesel for a long time, and now he set up additional psal. Avoli mitchilo goda kamles biava mechitzes pshitale the aval pishin amchitzes rechoves dalet. The aval pishin amchitzes rechoves dalet. From this lotion of the Rashba, it's mashma that this Rashba, I mean there are other Rashbas which are to the contrary. But he says, "Avolim mitchilo goda karmeles bi'arba mechitzes." So it indicates like the shittes Rambam, because according to the other Rishonim, why does he have to say "Avolim mitchilo goda karmeles bi'arba mechitzes"? Even the Sholosh Shalit. So you could say, "Lavdafke." All right, anyway. So "Avolim mitchilo goda karmeles bi'arba mechitzes." Pshitalei the apple pishin amechitzes rechoves dalet is chayev. So in other words, so what does he say? So far, the Rashba says. That the Gemara knew, Rabbi Yechon knew very well that there is such a halacha of la'achir the meisim chitzas mepolshim. But the Abaye of Rabbi Yechon had reference to a case where a certain case existed before, and then he didn't, and for a certain time he did not have a Yerushalayim Yochid. Can its status all of a sudden change, even though nothing was mischadish begufish al kesel? So maybe it cannot. The status of that kesel cannot change, but in a case where all the ksolim are set up at the same time, then Rabbi Yechon also knew that we say lachir meisim chitzas mepolshim. Right. So it's not difficult, but the last expression in the Rashba is very strange. Avoli mitchilo goda kamles bi'arba mechitzes pshitale de'afal pishin amechitzes rechoves dalet chayev kimechitzes yisayochid yisayochid kishamuach mech. So why was it a pshites? Because of this kalachena. But in that case, Rabbi Yechon knew very well that we applied the kalachena. But in the case where nothing was mischadish because of kesel, he wasn't so sure. So then Ule said that even in that case we apply the kalachena. But so why does he conclude the havale kichur shusayochin shusayochit? So it's mashma from the lashon of the Rashba that the whole halacha of Chure Rishus HaYochid, the Rishus HaYochid, is based upon the Kalachim. Because what does Chure Rishus HaYochid mean? Chure Rishus HaYochid means the usual example of Chure Rishus HaYochid is Echeir in the Kesa. So Mimele, alright, so I mentioned we can find Chure Rishus HaYochid if you set up, let's say, in the middle of a certain site where there was a gap So you set up, let's say, a case that is only 9 tvochim high. So Mamela doesn't even have a Shem Mechitze, but it has a hole. So Mamela and the base of Hushayochid. Alright, but that's not the usual example of Hure Hushayochid. The usual example of Hure Hushayochid, the usual example of Hure Hushayochid is a Cheir in a Kesel that is at least 10 tvochim high. So Mamela, according to the Rashbo, it's Mashma that the reason as to why Chure Rishus Ayochid Rishus Ayochid is based upon the Kalachim. So, other words, so Adarabe, if we say, so from the Rashbo, it appears that Kalachim applies to the Mekema Kesel. So in other words, even if it's completely automated in Rishus Ayochid, so certainly any crack, any hole in that Kesel is a Rishus Ayochid, even without that hole. It, the mocking that is auto has it in a Rishayah. So that's mashma from the Rashbam. Right, so it's a big chiddush. Now let's see what the Ritva says. I mean the Ritva, the so-called Ritva. Kesel is a rabbi, umukel ki kamles, viyoser is a yoch. Perush, ki gei sha kesel ze o yomafsik kilo, bin rishus a rabbi li kamles. Vahakei, hishlim heke pa kamles, virdei sha oser is a yoch. Vahaine, lishne, vikoma umukel li kamles, uviyoser is a yoch, uvichaigavne do chudu di komit boyle, lifish achar asiye shalaisi kesel, adayin hoyo kamles, avol achar, aber hier ist es hier so ist es kein so dass er kam und es ist ein Joch ist mit Pirscher Asche ist auch wie kann ich gar nicht beschütteln in den Nachhirn ist auch klar zu kosten so ist leider Aschbob except that the Ritvo here doesn't mention that the, why is it the Pchites where he makes all the Xolim with Asachas because of Chor is a Joch then the Ritvo doesn't say but the Aschbob says now the Miri one second Kisla Abayis, Aval Pishin Rechovim Abo, Veinom Rishus Ayochid Mitzad Atzmo, Hamshamish Al Gabon Chayim, Kol Sheis Im Chitzel Acherim, Kol Shkin Shueis Al Atzmo, Vapil Lohoyo Kisl Zeh Nase, Likavonas Rishus Ayochid, Elo Likavonas Hekev Kamlis, Kei Mokim Shehu Mukev Visholish Ksolim, Visholish Kisli, Vihishlim Bo Esalbi, Hoi Elo Mikol Mokim, Al Yodo Naso Rishus Ayochid, הרי אין כרשוס היוחד וזה שתופסו בהקף קרמלס ולא תופסו בהקף רשוס הרבי מפני שאין רשוס הרבי נעשה רשוס היוחד בהקף מחיצה אחס שאם יהיה שום שלישו קרמלס וזה שקירו קיסל רשוס הרבי מפני שהקרמלס הוא יסומך לרשוס הרבי ובו זה הוא בונו קיסל רבי בכניסה לרשוס הרבי. In other words, according to some Rishenim, so the Tzio, Rabbi Yechon has reference to a case where there was one Kesel existing there for some time, and now he set up additional Tzolim, three more Tzolim. According to the Miri, Rabbi Yechon has reference to the case where there were three Tzolim already. Three Tzolim already. And then, so, Mimele, because וזה שקרו הקיסל בשביל רבים, מפני שהקרמלס הסובר של רבים, הוא בו זה לקליס לבוי, So he says, "Vize she topsa beekev karmeles, veli topsa beekev rishis rabim, mipnei sheim rishis rabim nasa rishis ayochid beekev mechitze achas shim yeish vomshlei shol karmelesu vize she keiro." And how many ksolim were there before enclosing that space, that area? 3 ksolim. So what kind of idin did it have? A karmeles, a mokim tuf. That's in line with the Shiras Rambam. Now he came, and he set up the fourth mechitze. And the fourth mechitze made it into a rishis hayochid. So the halacha is that all the ksolim acquire a din of a rishis hayochid. So in other words, the chiddush is that even though we already had 3 ksolim before, and the 3 ksolim before converted the same area into a mokim tur, now by setting up a fourth kesel, so all the 4th ksolim are converted into a rishis hayochid. Now, so we see that the Shittas HaRashba is mamish like Reb Chaim. I mean, Reb Chaim doesn't say that the whole halacha of Chur Rishis HaYochid is based upon the Kal Vachomer. But Reb Chaim says in one lashon that the Kal Vachomer Lachir Mishpachas Tal V'Kolshkin applies not only to the Gava Kesel, but even to the Mekeima Kesel. Even though it's up in one lashon, he says it. So that is implicit in the Rashba. Now, so the question is this. Now, when I ask the Kashi against Reb Chaim, how can he say that the Mekeima Kesel is also Rishis HaYochid, not only the Gava Kesel? So why do we have to resort to a special halacha lachir meisim mechitza latzim lekolsh? Let every chayr in the Kesel be every chayr in the Kesel, let it have a din of Rishis HaYochid on the basis of the Kal Vachomer without the special halacha of Chur Rishis HaYochid. So I said, there is enough kimin. The Nafkimini is, suppose you have Ksolim, so it is Rishis HaYochid. But, let's say, in the middle of each side, you have a gap, and the gap is not more than 10 amos. So that is a din of a Pesach. So that's not Mafkia the din Mechitze. That's not Mafkia the din Mechitze. And then he set up, let's say, in that gap, he set up, in the open space, in the gap, he set up a Mechitze of 5 Tvachim, of 8 Tvachim, 9 Tvachim. So Mimele, Lachir Mesim Mechitze Latzim Kolshkin, we couldn't apply because it's not a Mechitze. But if there is a hole, so on the basis of Chur Rishis HaYochid, so it will have a Rishis HaYochid. Now the question arises, according to the Rashba, that the whole din of Chur Rishis HaYochid is a Rishis HaYochid, is grounded in the Kal Vachomer. So Bishleime, if the Chaya happens to be in the case that is Govei Ayud, so then we can understand. But what if we have such a situation? You have such a situation, let's say, we have 3 mechitzes. And then let's say, according to most Rishayim, so the 4th mechitze is not even needed in the Rais. So it's a Rishis HaYochid anyway. And let's say, even according to the Rambam, so we have 3 mechitzes, and then he put up a Yosei, a Lechi, just at the corner. So he put up a Yosei, and then he put up a kesel over the whole end. After there has been a yosi for some time, he put up a kesel that is lower than 10 tefachim, and there are holes in that kesel. So will the Rashba say that those holes do not have a din of Rishis HaYochid? After all, it doesn't make any difference. Chur Rishis HaYochid is Rishis HaYochid. But according to the Rashba, the whole din of Chur Rishis HaYochid is grounded in the Kal Vachomer. But if the hole happens to be in let's say on the fourth side that is a mechitze on the fourth side that is not a mechitze al bedin that is less than 10 tefachim high, so we cannot say lachir meisim mechitze las mechubosh. Now, why don't I ask? Let's say suppose there is a kesel in the middle of the Rishis HaYochid. There is let's say a chotzer that is mukev mechitzes, but in the center of the chotzer, he said, there is a kesel, and in that kesel, there are holes. So we certainly couldn't apply the Kalachemer. The answer is, as far as a hole in a kesel that is set up in the middle of the Rishayochit, we don't have to resort to any aloche. Because then, the whole space is mukev mechitzes. So in other words, if instead of a kesel being set up in that space, so it would have a Rishayochit because it's mukev mechitzes. So the kesel also is mukev mechitzes, the four mechitzes all around. So there we don't have to resort. So then it wouldn't be even be an example of Chizayochit. But suppose there are three mechitzes and the whole enclosed space with the lechi on the fourth side. So the whole enclosed space has a din of Chizayochit, and then on the fourth side, not inside the mechitzes, not within the enclosure, but on the fourth side. So he sets up a mechitzah less than 10 tefachim high. So we could, so according to the Rashbo and the Achirim, in that case, so it is obvious that the Rashbo will also agree that those Achirim have a din of Rishayochit, but according to the Rashbo, that the whole din of Rishayochit is grounded in the Kalachim Achirim is Mechitze, but here it's not Achirim is Mechitze, it's nothing, but we don't need anything. So we have to say, and I mentioned it once, that actually, even the Rishayim who say, I mentioned that in connection with Sukkah, in connection with Shabbos, even the Rishayim who say that with three mechitzes, that three mechitzes convert the area into Rishus HaYochid Midraise, so it doesn't mean that Rishus HaYochid essentially comes into existence just with three mechitzes. No. Rishus HaYochid by definition means that it is shut off from the adjoining environment, from the adjoining space on all four sides. That's a Rishus HaYochid by definition. But most Rishayim say that if you have three mechitzes, and so then it is considered a Rishus HaYochid, because Al-Pedin, if you have three mechitzes, even though the fourth side is completely open, b'mtzias, Al-Pedin it's considered chorop. It's considered chotus, as if there had been a mechitzes. Now, we have to say this according to the Rambam, certainly. According to the Rambam, so if you have three mechitzes, and not even Melechi on the fourth side, so Midraise, it's a mokim to. It's not a joke. But if you set up just one yosei, go be asot vochim at the corner, so then it becomes converted to Rishayochid. Why? Just the yosei. The answer is, the halacha is, if you have just the lechi on the fourth side, and you have mechitzes gmures on all the other three sides, so the whole fourth side is considered chotzos. But it's not that we only need a lechi. It has to be shut off just at one point where you set up the lechi. No. It means that if you have a lechi, so the whole fourth side is chotzos. And according to the other Rishayim, even without a lechi, it's considered chotzos. So it's not that we don't need on the fourth side. And this aloche, that's certainly, when we say that if you have a gap in any mechitze, and if the gap is not more than Eser Amo, so then it's all right. So what does it mean? That it doesn't have to be chotzos completely, of course. Mechitze by definition means that it's chitzit all the way. But the halacha is, if there is a gap not more than Eser Amo, so then it's a Pesach. So it's like Tzures HaPesach. What does Tzures HaPesach mean? That it's chitzit Tzures HaPesach. Al-Pedin. So here too. So Mimele, so it's not difficult. Even according to the Rashi, that the Rashi says that the whole din of lachirim is mechitza liatzmi likolsh is grounded in. The Rashi says that the whole din of chur rishus hayochid is grounded in the galachimah of lachirim is mechitza liatzmi likolsh. So the question arose, suppose you have a kesel on the fourth side, or on any side, in that gap, and it's only 5 tefachim high, 9 tefachim high, So it's not a mechitze. So how can we apply? And obviously, even according to Rashbo, it would have a dinah sayochit, any hole in that mechitze. But according to Rashbo, that it's grounded in the kawachim achirim is mechitze. Here, it's not lachirim is mechitze. It's less than in tvachim. So the answer is, in view of the fact that in order to be a rishayochi, it must be chotzutz. You must have mechitzes on all four sides without any gap. But if you have a gap and it's not more than a saramo, so it's considered like a pesach. Or if you have the whole fourth side open, so even though without that it's a rishayochi, so it's because we consider as if there had been a mechitze. So even without any mechitze, not even a mechitze that is 5 tvachim high, we would imagine as if there is a mechitze of 10 tvachim high. So mimele, when we have an actual fence of 5 tvachim high, 8 tvachim high, 9 tvachim high, so we certainly can consider that this mechitze is 10 tvachim high, because even if there had been no fence on that side, we would say there is a mechitze. So if there is a fence, but it's not high enough, we certainly can say that it's high enough. So mimele, we can still apply the kalvachemer of lachirim if there is a hole. So mimele, even the mokein of that fence that is less than 10 tvachim high also is also lachirim is a mechitze, because without a mechitze on all sides, it wouldn't have been a sayach. Yes, what is it?
Maybe we could say that the coastal is yitzvachim, but simply that on that side with the short coastal, it's considered that the whole coastal is within the rishus hayochid.
But it's outside the enclosure. It's outside the enclosure. Because the enclosure, you see, you have let's say three mechitzes this way, and that one. This way, and then the case is over here, so it's outside the enclosure.
Why can't you say in the reverse in the Rashba? If the Kalvachomer is to tell us that the din of Kul Rishus Yochid, which maybe you learned from somewhere else, even applies to a case that's low mitzvah
kashmishka.
Yeah, that's what the Kalvachomer.
Well, of course, according to the Rashba, it goes without saying that according to the Rashba, what was mentioned several times, that the peers from Menor Rishayim, from Rashi, from Tesis, from the Rosh, that the din of Kul Rishus Yochid is a aloche, that it becomes bottle to Rishus HaYochid because of the Tashmish in Rishus HaYochid. That's true according to Rashi, that's true according to Teisves, that's true according to Teisves Rosh, but not according to Rashbo. According to Rashbo, so the whole aloche of Rishus HaYochid emanates from the Kalachim.
Why can't you say that that's what
the Rashbo means? No, because he says, Rabbi Yechanan had Nabaye, as to whether we apply the Kalachim in the case where it's nischadish begufish al keisel klum, but Mashein came if at the same time he set up all the caseless, so then we certainly apply the kalachena. But then he concludes because it's like chorish layoch. So in other words, so that means why does he mention chorish layoch? So in other words, we cannot say. You see what the Rashbo is telling us is that we shouldn't think that Rabbi Yechanan had a suffix whether we deduce that kalachim or not. So he says that's impossible, because if Rabbi Yechanan was not sure of the whole existence of that kalachim, of the whole concept of lachir meisim chitzal atzmi kolchim, so then churir shusayochit shouldn't be a shusayochit either. But Rabbi Yechanan certainly knew of the halacha of churir shusayochit and shusayochit. So and what is the din of Chorish HaYochid? It's grounded in Kalachimah. So Rabbi Yechanan obviously must have known that din, that Kalachimah. But Rabbi Yechanan didn't know whether we apply the Kalachimah to a case that existed before and it did not for some time, it was a Mokim Ptur. And when it's Chadish Shum Domo B'Gubish HaKesel, whether we say that out of the blue sky, so the status of the Kesel changes from a Mokim Ptur to a Rishayo. To a Rishayo. Right.
Shir Nud Zayin and Shabbos Vav Adar Hetovshin Lamed Zayin, February 24th, 1977.
Boy Rabbi Yechanan. Beyotisho Beokam Menuchulio. A cloud of earth he detached from the surface of the bear at the bottom. So Vishlim Laso. So by detaching the cloud of earth from the bottom of the bear, so it became 10 tvochim deep. Vishlim Laso. So Mal. Akiras Chayfez Vasias Mechitze Barado Lekose. Umechayev Oloi Mechayev. So you can say that. So we can say that that inasmuch as at the moment when he completes the akire of the chulia from the bear tisho, so then it becomes a bear asoro. So even though throughout the bulk of the maise akire, so it wasn't the bear wasn't a tenth of the deep, but when he completes the akire. Now, let's say it's bear tisho. So here is the bear. So the death of the bear from here is just to up to the svasa bear is just nine tvochim deep. Now he is a keret, and the moment when he finishes detaching this cloud of earth, so then it becomes a bear yud. So when he started the akire. When he started the akire, he started the akire from a bear that was only 9 tvochim deep. When he finished the akire, he finished the akire from a bear that was 10 tvochim deep. So he's chayev, even though it was sachas. Oy dilum oy makir aschayev asiyas mechitzev al tolek ose o mechayev oy loy mechayev. V'im timzalei ma'akiv geloy have mechitzev asoro meikor loy mechayev. That in view of the fact that at the time when he started the Akire, so he started the Akire from what kind of a bayer? A bayer that is 9 tvochim deep. But he finished the Akire from a bayer that is 10 tvochim deep. So since the beginning of the Akire took place in a bayer that is only 9 tvochim deep, so he's potter. So the Nadashai. Now here the question is in regard to Anochi. So Beyer Yud Vinosan Liseicha Chulie Umiato Mao Anoch Aschifes Vesil Mechitze Baradode Koose. So is Mechayev or Loi Mechayev? Loi Mechayev. In other words, if there was a Beyer Yud, and then so this is the surface of the Beyer, and there is so it's 10 tvochim deep. And then he's maniach, a cloud of earth. So when he starts the anoche, he starts the anoche in a bayah that is 10 tvochim deep. Until the last moment. When he finishes the anoche, then it's finished. The anoche is completed in a bayah that is 9 tvochim deep only. So we could say that he is chayav. In other words, even if we assume in Timsalema, that in the first case he is potter, but it's still possible to say in the second case he is mechuyev. Now, Teisves Dafches, I think I discussed it at that time. I mean, the Teisves Dafches in the Sugi of Kaveres. So Teisves in the Kashe assumed one pshat in the Gemore, and then in the Teretz Teisves assumed another pshat. So let's understand the Gemore according to the original pshat of Teisves. The Teisves assumed in the Kashe, Tafches, Amud Aleph, and let's understand the Gemara according to the Pshat of Teisves in the Teretz. So in the Kashe, Teisves assumed that the reason as to why it's more of a Pshites that he is Poter in the first case than in the second case, because the Gemara says, Vim Timzolim Akim Lahavim Mechitza Asor, Mikor Eloi Mechayev, maybe Be'er Yudnos Lesher Chulye. He is chayev. So it's more of a pshites that he is poter in the first case than the second case. So originally in the Kashe Teisves understood that the reason as to why in the first case of Beyer Yud Vinos Lesecha Chulye it's more obviously poter than the second case is because now in the first case the first case. So the question is in regard to Akia. But according to Tesis' assumption in the Kashe Dafres, there is no difference to Akira and Anoche. Whatever concept applies to Akira applies to Anoche. Whatever concept applies to Anoche applies to Akira. But in the first case, so it's Be'er Yud, V'Nosan, no, I'm sorry, Be'er Tisho, V'Okam Menachuy. So it was a Be'er Tisho. So from here till the Svasa Be'er, it's only nine o'clock indeed. So then he starts that here. So he starts that here. When he starts detaching it, let's say it takes him a minute to detach. So for the bulk of the time spent in the Maisa Akire, it was what? It was spent in what kind of a bayah? In the bayah tisha. In the bayah tisha. Then, once he completes it, so then it becomes a bayah asor. So the bulk of the time spent in the Maisa Akire took place in a bayah tisha, not in a rishus hayom. But the last moment of the time, the last split second of the time spent. In the Bertes, only the last split second of the time spent in the Maisa Akire took place in the Rishis HaYochid. So it's not Chayim at all. The major portion of the time that spent in the Maisa Akire was not in the Rishis HaYochid. Only the last split second of the time. Mashayim came, the other case. Be'er Yud, V'nosan L'Sechachoye. V'nosan L'Sechachoye. So umiato. So in other words, so the moment the chulye, it's a bare yud, it's a bare yud. So then he starts throwing it, and it takes a minute until the whole cloud of earth falls and rests. So it takes a minute. So from the time when he starts falling. So the bulk of the time of the mice spent in the mice anoche takes place in Erishis HaYochid, Nebayud. Only the last split second, when he completed, so takes place in Erishis HaYochid, Nebertes. So, Memela, we can say that even though in the first case he's Poter, because in the first case, so the major portion of the time spent in the Maisa Akire took place in the Bertish, only the last split second took place in the Be'aso. Mashaink in the second, so there it's Poter. Mashaink in the second case, which was the reverse, that the major portion of the time spent in Maisa Noche is the cloud of earth starts falling. So let's say it takes a minute. So it keeps on falling. The particles of sand keep on falling. And it bear you. Then, when it's completed, the last split second takes place in the repetition. So the year we can say that we disregard the last split second as long as the major portion of the time was there. This is how Tesis explained the Gemara in the Kashi. So according to the Kashi, it's not that the Gemara distinguishes, Rabbi Yechanan distinguishes between Akira and Anoche, but he contrasts the second case from the first case, because in the first case the major portion of the time spent in the Maisa Akira was in Beatisha. So it's certainly high. It's more obviously Potter. I mean, more obviously Potter. But in the second case, so the major portion of the time spent in the Maisa Noche took place in the Beyayud. And then the last split second, when he completed the Maisa Noche, took place in the Beyotes. So maybe that the last split second we can disregard. But then Tesis in the Teret Tafres says no. It doesn't make any difference. So the question is one. I mean, whether we say it with asachas or not. So it doesn't make a difference whether the major portion of the time is spent in Erishis HaYochid or the minor portion of the time is spent in Erishis HaYochid. It doesn't make any difference. But the reason as to why the shaila of the Gemara is whether we can say Akira Srifes Vasias Mechitze Baladolikos or not. But it's more obviously Poter that we don't say Bivasachas vis-a-vis Akira than vis-a-vis Anoche. Because Akira, which is marks the beginning of the Itzoye, so that is more Choshev. This is what he says. ויש להם הרי טיימד הבאי משל לחושב לא יכירו לאנוכה כוסה בעל הדודה ואוכל נאמה לחשיב האנוכה כי באנוכה ועשייס מחיצה בעל הדודה כוס ועוד פשוט על רבי יחן נטפי ועשייס מחיצה מסירק מחיצה. So it's not because in עשייס מחיצה case the major portion of the time was spent in the Bertes, and in the סירק מחיצה case the major portion of the time was spent in the Bear Yud. But היינו משום דדיל מהכירו בינו שתי חשובו אבל אנוכה. So this is Tesis's final pshat. Alright, now let's see the Rashi. Welcome in the Chuli. V'ini abir shus harab. Mi mechay. Afal gav de mikam ha'akir lav. Rishu sayoch edav. Vishas ha'akir mi yoyu sayoch edav. V'isilik mechitze. V'hanoch ezu nistalko mechitze sabeya. Shiz nisma ato maso. Mi mehane. Hay mi utele mi ftere oloi. Alright. So the Gemara says, Tipshit le minide. Itnan hazirik arba mis bekeisel limayu masorot vochim kizirik baavir limato masorot kizirik boret bazirik boret arba mis chay vavinam boveloi noch. So why does the Mishnah say that limato masorot kizirik boret? Oh, why it is kizirik boret so she's a rabbin, but there was no andoche because bekeisel, so in other words, so it went back, he didn't dress. V'omer Rabbi Yechanan Bidveilo Shmeino Shanim, so it stuck to the case, so it did dress. Vamai Hokomimai Itma Ba'amei. So Rashi, there's a machlikis Rashi in Tesis in the Pshat in the Gemara. Rashi says that this Mishnah's reference to a Daladamis Mitzum Tzomeis. Daladamis Mitzum Tzomeis. So in other words, let's say here let's say, here is the ball. Let's say, and that this, the width of this table is exactly Daled Amis. And then there is a case right here. So, and the ball is here, and then he throws it, and, or a Dvela Shmeino, let's say, the Dvela Shmeino, he throws the Dvela Shmeino, and it sticks to the wall. So is Daled Amis with some sons? So the question is, Vamai Yokomimayit Marbam is, let's see the Rashi. Between the Shemino Shenit Bak with Neakesel, Vamai Mechayev, or Maslisen Daled Amis Koton, Vafilo Mitzum Tzomis, Vichinoch with Neakesel, Nismayit Hazrike Midaled Amis, Kidimikim Hadveler, Viketone Chayev, Kiven, Dimikore Daled Amis Ave. So in other words, now since from here the Dvela Shmeino, and from here till here, it's exactly Daled Amis. Now, when let's say the Dvela Shmeino sticks here on the wall, so mele it's mimayi according to the thickness. So the Daled Amis is reduced by the size of the thickness of the Dvela. Let's say it's an inch. So it's not Daled Amis anymore. It's Daled Amis minus an inch. Minus an inch. So why should it be higher? So in other words, so he wasn't Zeriket, he didn't pass Daled Amis. The answer is, we consider it from the point of view from of Mikor. Before the Anochi is completed. So then, there was Daled Amis. So it's a raya that we do not say siluk mechitzes bada dode and the ispot. V'chinoch v'fnei akeisel nismayit azrikim daled ames kimokim advilo v'kotone chayev kivin mikore daled ames av. So the Gemara gives a teretz, not hosom loy mevatol hoche mevatol in da bayo of Rabbi Yechanan. So is mevatol, the intention is it should stay there, the cloud of earth. Mashein kein. Here, the intention is not that the Dvela should remain sticking in the wall. He'll take it away. All right, now let's see the Rashi. Hosom levatle Dvela, hilkach lav miyud. All right, now let's see the tesis. Vamayo kom mayit ma'abans. Appears bekontres. The mashmalei, the mayre afil midaled ames mitzumtzomes. Shuvei hadveilo mimayit midaled ames. Mikoshaleri, the beingen ze imire she Yisrael, kivim she yigudei bifnim, kmoi moitzi chotzi kupol yoshus arabi. Dei nechaye vat she yitzeenu kulo lechut. Di otu im zorak odom reimach, vichol dovor oruch, kolchu Yisrael, kivim she rei she echod, yotzo chutu midaled ames. ואם בזה ירד על אדם משוחד גמיר לו שישחי וחי גבנה אם כן היכה פושת. So Tesis first kasha against Rashi is מה נפשך, if the Mishnah has reference to the Adamus Mitzim Somes, so then without recourse to the whole union of Hanoch Hasrifes וצילוק מחיצה ברדו לקורסי, let's say that Hanoch Hasrifes וצילוק מחיצה ברדו לקורסי doesn't matter, he can still be Mechayim. So, but he certainly has to the Chayfet certainly has to travel Daled Amis, and the Chayfet didn't travel here Daled Amis if it's Mitzum Tzomis. So in other words, from here to here is Daled Amis, and so that means that the Chayfet didn't travel Daled Amis. So that's the first kash. Now we could say that, as a matter of fact, if let's say this is the tzio, let's say the dvelo, the width of the table is exactly Daled Amis, and then there is a kesel right here, there is a kesel. So when he throws let's say the dvelo, and then the dvelo sticks here, so if we are to consider the chayfet in its entirety as a unit, so then it means that the Chayfetz in its entirety as a unit did not travel the lands. Then, but if we are to consider not the Chayfetz in its entirety, but every point in the Chayfetz separately, so every spot, every point in the Chayfetz, every spot in the Chayfetz, every point in the Chayfetz. Now let's say, if it goes like this, he throws it, and then it rests like this. So this point, this spot in the Chayfetz, traveled al Adames, this point in the Chayfetz, traveled al Adames, this point in the Chayfetz, traveled al Adames, this point in the Chayfetz, traveled al Adames. True, that when it rests, so it protrudes like this, but the outermost, the limit of the Dveilo, so where was the limit of the Dveilo before he started to throw over here? So from here till here, it's also an Aladamus, as far as the outer points in the Chayfetz are concerned, and as far as the innermost point, so it again travels Aladamus. So it again, one second, let me explain it, please. So it again travels Aladamus. So Teisves, so now the question is, what is Teisves Kashi? Is Teisves Kashi on the basis of the fact that, but Teisves Kashi is not from the point of view of the traveling of Aladamus. Teisves Kashi is from the point of view of the Hanoche, that the Hanoche is not at the end of the Aladamus. So Teisves says like this, Mikoshalari, the binyan ze in Nireshe Yisrael, כיגו שיגודי בפנים, כמי מי צייך הוציא קופול יושיסו רבי, ואיני חייב עד שיציאנו כולו לחוץ. So why doesn't Teisves says the kashe? Why doesn't Teisves says the kashe from the fact that the Chayfetz didn't travel to Aladames? So we could say very simply, if we don't agree with the Lomdes of Reb Chaim, I mean, Reb Chaim only says it in the Rambam, he doesn't say it in Teisves, so then the traveling of the Aladames is not a necessary ingredient of the Maisa Aveire. So the only necessary ingredient of the Maisa Aveire is the Hanoche. So the Hanoche has to be Chutzal the Aladames. The Hanoche has to be Chutzal the Aladames. But even in connection with the Hanoche, so when the Chayfetz was here, the Dveilo, and then it rests like this. So now let's say if we don't agree with the Ramban that the Hanoche is determined only by the space that supports it upon which it stands, but the Hanoche is determined not only by the space on which a Chayfetz stands, but also by the space that it occupies. So Mimele, the whole, if we consider it from the point of view of every point in the Chayfetz, so that means that every point in the Chayfetz, when it rests, so it rests at least Dalet Ames away from the place where it rested originally. Now, where was it originally? It rested like this, right? It rested like this. So now, this point rested here. And now, when it falls, so it rests here. So it's also Dalet Ames away. Now, so we could say, so it's Dalet Ames away. And the last point that rested here, so it's also Dalet Ames, so that rests here. But apparently, Teisves holds no. That we should not consider it from the point of view of the change of position of every point in the Chayfetz, but we have to consider it from the point of view of the change of position of the whole Chayfetz as a unit. So the whole Chayfetz as a unit, so Memele, it's not considered that there was Anoche. So even without recourse to the Shaila of Anochas Chayfetz v'siluk mechitza baladolekos, that we have to say, that this is Teisveshi. Now, the Ramban gives, so we could say that Rashi Shita is that it's not necessary that true there has to be the Hanoche, has to be Daledames away from the place of the Akireh, but that doesn't mean that the whole Chayfetz as a unit should be noch Dalet Ames away from the place of where the Akireh took place. But as long as every point in the Chayfetz is resting Dalet Ames away from the place where the same point in the Chayfetz rested before the Akireh, so that's considered Meitzim Daldamis Laldamis. Meitzim Mitchilas Dalad Lesein Dalad. That we can say. Now, 1 second, please. I have something to say here. So, then, the Ramban. I'll tell you, sometimes, you know, when I'm in the midst of explaining something, and I'm thinking, and then if I'm interrupted by a kashe, the kashe can be asked later on too. So then I lose the continuity of thought and everything. It's really not fair, you know. When in the middle of explaining something, to interrupt me, it's not fair. I'm sorry. I mean, I apologize. But it's not, this goes not only to you, it goes to everybody. It's not that I don't like to answer questions. But when I'm in the midst of explaining something, and you know, I concentrate upon thinking, and then I'm interrupted, so I lose the whole continuity of thought. So the Ramban says, so you could give this teretz and taste this kashi. In other words, that Rashi, taste v'shite is that we have, the Dalet Ames, Mitchilas Dalet, L'Seif Dalet, we have to consider it from the point of view of the change of position of the whole Chayfetz in its entirety as a unit. And whereas Rashi could hold that even though there was no change of position of the whole Chayfetz in its entirety as a unit of Dalet Ames distance, but as long as there was a change of position of Dalet Ames in every point in the Chayfetz from its original position to the final position when it is noch, so Memele it's considered that he was there, like at Mitchilas Dalet L'Seif Dalet. So in other words, this point, so as far as this point is concerned, so there is a change of Dalet Ames. As far as this point, there is a change of Dalet Ames. But there was no removal of Dalet Ames and the whole Chayfetz in its entirety as a unit. So that's not important according to Rashi. We could say that. Now, the Ramban gives another term. Hilkach calls Mandel Mevatle will Mechashiv Kim Chitzatmo Bidinu Dolchai. So what does Ramban say? The Ramban says, and this Ramban obviously is in accordance with the Ramban Shite in the Sugya of Rav Mordechai. What does the Ramban say in the Sugya of Rav Mordechai? That Rav Mordechai Sofik was as to whether. It is considered noch. Now, first of all, the premise of the Ramban is that the Avir of Domut is not Rishis HaYochid. So the Avir of Domut is a Mokim Tuk. is a mocking door. So Mamele, when a chifetz falls under Amud, so that only means that it stands under Amud. The place of support is, I mean, that the place of support is a Rishis HaYochid, but the place that it occupies is not a Rishis HaYochid. So the Shaila is, what is the criterion whereby we determine Anoche? By the space that supports it, or upon which a chifetz stands, is set up, or also by the space that the chifetz occupies. That was the suffix of Rav Mordechai. But as it appears from the Rashbo, by and Rav and Rav Yosef, all the Amoraim, who have no suffix, they took it for granted that the criterion whereby we determine as to whether a chifetz is not or is yochid, so the criterion is the space that supports the chifetz, upon which the chifetz stands, not the space, the place that the chifetz occupies. So Memele, even though the Avir of the Amud, according to Abai and Rav and Rav Yosef, is a Mokim Tur, but in view of the fact that it is supported by and it stands on the surface of the Amud, it's just a Yochid, so it's considered Nochim is a Yochid. So Memele, the Ramban says, there's the Ramban Mishitose. So he says, what does Tesis ask? Otu. So he says, so the Otu in Zorak, Odom Remach, the Holdover Oruch, Koshu, Yisrael Kim Shereisha Yachot Yotso Chutzel Daladames. So, do we say that Kim Shereisha Yachot Yotso Chutzel Daladames? So that he should be Chuyev. In other words, Tasteless is taking it for granted that the Anoche has to be Daladames away from the place of the Akired. So, in other words, so there has to be a distance of Daladames between the position before the Akire and the position after Anoche, and the whole Chifetz is a unit, not just a change of position of Daladames in respect to every point in the Chifetz. That is not enough. And the Ramban agrees with Tesis that the fact that there is a change of position of Daladames in respect to every point in the Chifetz is not enough. There has to be a change of position of Daladames and the whole Chifetz as a unit. But Ramban says there is a change of position and the whole Chifetz as a unit. Why? Because let's say the Chifetz was here and then it stopped like this. So the Ramban Lishitose that when the Chifetz lies under Amud, even though it occupies all the space of the Mokim Tur, but it stands to the on the surface of the Amud, so it's considered Noch and Amud. So here too it sticks to the surface of the Keser, the surface of the Keser to which it sticks, that supports the Dveilo. So that surface is the Aladamis removed from the whole Chifetz, because the Chifetz is like this, the original position of the Chifetz was like this. So from here to the Keser there is the Aladamis. So even though the whole chifetz occupies space within the Daladames, that doesn't matter, because the Hanoche is determined by the space it stands on, it sticks to. This is what the Ramban says. But as far the Ramban doesn't say that this teretz, because here it's considered that there is Hanoche b'siv Dalet in view of the fact that in every point in the Chifetz there was a change of position of Daladames distance. That's not enough. In order that the Hanoche should be Chutzul Daladames, so that there has to be a change of position of Daladames, a distance of Daladames, and the Chifetz is a unit, not just on every point in the Chifetz. It's mistabel like that. So he gives this teretz. Now, but there is another question that we have to consider. If we accept the alumnus of Reb Chaim, that by Daladames, the passing over a distance of Daladames is an integral part of the Maisa Avere, so then the Ramban's teretz only disposes only disposes of one difficulty. It only disposes of one difficulty as in regard to Anochi. So the Ramban says that as far as Anochi is concerned, Anochi is only determined by the space it stands on, by the space it sticks to. And what is the space to which it sticks? The surface of the Kesel. The surface of the Kesel is Daledames, removed from the whole Chepetz. The Chepetz, the external limit of the Chepetz before he starts being Zeirik is here. And this is Daledames. So there is Anochi, but it does not dispose of the other difficulty. If we assume, like the Lomdes of Reb Chaim, and we saw that on that point there is a Machlekes Rishayim between Teisves and the Ram, so it appears from a number of Rishayim that they agree with the Lomdes of Reb Chaim. From the Teisves d'Afres it appears like Rabbi Zalman, but from many Rishayim it appears that like Reb Chaim says, as Reb Chaim says. So then the question arises that the Ramban, if we accept the Lomdes of Reb Chaim, that by Daladamis, so the etzem passing over a distance of Daladamis is an integral part of the Maisa Aveire. So the Ramban did not explain Rashi Shita as yet, because as far as Anoche is concerned, alright, so the Anoche, the Mikim Anoche, that's the place that Vela sticks to, and that is Daladamis removed from the Chifet in its entirety. But as far as the Chifet's passing, the whole Chifetz passing Daladames, so it didn't pass Daladames. So we have to say what I said before, that you can consider it from the point of view of every point in the Chifetz, not from the point of view of the Chifetz in its entirety. So in regard to the Hanoche, there we have to consider it, the Hanoche has to be Daladames removed from the place where the Chifetz was stationed before the Itzoye in the Chifetz in its entirety. So the Ramban gives a very good teretz. But there is another shayla. Besides being noch Daladames away from the place of the Akire, it has to pass over Daladames. So the question is, even as the Ramban explains it, the Ramban agrees with Rashi's pshat, not with Teisves. But the Chifetz in its entirety did not pass over a distance of Daladames. So as far as the passing over Daladames is concerned, there it's not necessary that the Chifetz in its entirety should pass over this Daladames. As long as every point in the Chifetz goes through a motion over a distance of Daladames, it's enough. And that's very mistaken. It is mistaba vis-a-vis, because there are two ingredients here. One ingredient is Hanoch. Hanoche where? Hanoche, Daladames away from the place of Akir. So there it's mistaba that became Hanoche has to be Daladames away from the place of the Akir in the Chifes in its entirety. Not just from the place of the Akir of every point in the Chifes, but of the Chifes in its entirety. Then there is so the Ramban gives his teretz, because here the Mekim Anoche is determined not by the place that the Dvelo occupies, but by the place it sticks to, it is set up, it stands up. Here it stands on the side surface of the case. So Memele, the side surface of the case is Daladames removed from the whole Chayfet as a unit. So this is the Ramban's teretz. But then there is another difficulty. But the Chifetz must travel over this Daladames. So as far as this ingredient is concerned, there is no requirement that the whole Chifetz in its entirety as a unit must cross a distance of Daladames. As long as every point in the Chifetz goes through a motion of a distance of Daladames, so this ingredient is fulfilled. Now, the question is, the Ramban agrees with Rashi's pshat, and he says what he says. But that is all right, the Ramban l'shitos. But so the Ramban himself explains the abaye of Rav Motche on the basis of this question as to whether Hanochi is determined just by the place in Chifetz it stands on, or it's also determined by the place it occupies. And that was the Sofik at Rav Motche. Abaye and Rav and Rav Yosef had no Sofik, because to them it was a pshites that it's determined exclusively by the place it stands on, not by the place it occupies. But Rashi doesn't explain the Abaye of Rav Motche that way. Rashi says, Aval hai mikame de limtel avur amud ad belemail masor. So in other words, so it's mashma that the avur amud itself is a rishus ayochid. And the whole shaila was because it crosses, it passed to a neutral zone. So he cannot say what the Ramban says in connection with Rashi. So, and it seems from the Ramban that the Ramban says that in Rashi. He accepts Rashi's pshat, but it appears from the Lashon of the Ramban that he says it to Rashi. But Rashi doesn't agree with the Ramban's explanation of the Gemara. So we can say that even though Rashi does not agree with the Ramban's explanation of the Gemara, so that's because Rashi holds that Gudasik Mechitzte applies even to Nomut. So Memele, he couldn't explain Rav Motre's Abaye on that basis. But with the Etzem Lomdes of the Ramban, that namely, that Hanoche is determined not by the space it occupies, but also, not by the place it occupies, but exclusively by the place it stands on, with that Lomdes Rashi agrees. And furthermore, it could be, according to the Ramban, that so Rav Motre's Abaye consisted in that question. According to Rashi, Rav Motre's Abaye had nothing to do with this question, because the Avir of the Omud is also Rishayochid. So Rav Motre's Abaye was something else. So Memele, Rashi could say that even Rav Motre had a pshites in this din, that the Hanochi is determined exclusively by the place a Chifetz stands on, that is supported by, not by the place it occupies. Also, but then the question arises, why didn't, if Rashi agrees with that Lomdes, then he had a very simple way of explaining the Abaye of Rav Motche. So as I said before, because Rashi Shita is that the Aloch of Gudasik applies to number two. And that we see in Rashi, now Davov on the base. They are after the second two dots. No, the third two dots. The problem is Kamashmul and Gmur. Kalema Zui shenigmero mi amechitzes shalom sheyesh lo mechitzes mikol tzad kinchitz kinchgeder damrino midalitz dodin gud asik pe amechitze al reishay. So Rashi mentions, so good asik mechitzte. So in other words, that the rishus ayochid, the avir of an omud of a geder is also rishus ayochid. So why didn't Rashi explain the bay of remotre the way the Ramban does? Because why did Rashi have to mention that good asik mechitzte here? Rashi here wanted to mention that Gedar is Rishus Ayochid. So he's interested whether we say Gudasik Mechitzte or we don't say Gudasik Mechitzte. I mean, it's not important. The Gemara is not discussing Gudasik here. Rashi only has to mention what is Rishus Ayochid. So Gedar Omud is Rishus Ayochid. Why does Rashi have to mention that could ask Mechitzte? The answer is Rashi holds in order to be a Rishus Ayochid, so it must be Mukef Mechitzes. What does it mean Mukef Mechitzes? Mukef Mechitzes by definition means you have hollow space, you have avir, you have hollow space, and that is encircled, encompassed by Mechitzes. So the Pneu Amud. So true that the Amud itself is a Rishus Ayochid,
But how is it mukav mechitzes? There has to be the amud itself. So what are the mechitzes? The mechitzes are the pnei amud. This pnei amud, this pnei amud, this pnei amud, that pnei amud. But it's kuli otum. It's kuli otum. So there is no hollow space as surrounded by mechitzes in the surface of the amud. So he doesn't have any mechitzes that surround him. So how could the surface of the amud, the top surface of the amud, be considered a rishis hayochid? So Rashi says no. By applying the aloha with asik mechitzte, so that means this goes up, this goes up, this goes up, and this goes up. And what is here in the middle? Hollow space. Some mele it's mukav mechitzes. But if there hadn't been aloha with asik, so the top surface couldn't have a din of rishis hayochid. This is what Rashi is saying. So Bemele, Rashi couldn't explain the Abaye of Rav Mordechai the way the Ramban does. Because then the question would arise, so why is the top of Amud a Rish Zayochit? So Bemele, Rashi was forced to explain the Abaye of Rav Mordechai in a different way, because it passes through a neutral zone. But the Etzem Din, that Hanoche is determined. Rashi doesn't agree with the Ramban that Avir Amud is not Ilat Rakia. He holds there is Gudasik Gabi Amud. So it is Ilat Rakia. There is Zayochid of an Amud. But he agrees with the premise of the other premise of the Ramban that Hanoche is determined not by the place it occupies, but by the place it stands. Now let's see the thesis. Because of the binyan zeh nirashi Yisrael, kiv mishir gude bichnir, kmoi moitzi chotzi kupa lishu sarab, dey nechaye vashi yitzenu kulo vichutz, dey otu im zora kodem reimach, vichol dobro kol shu Yisrael. So in other words, so his Teisves only emphasizes the kashet from the anoche, but Teisves doesn't even ask from the basis of the chifetz has to travel to Aladames, because Teisves dafches in Shabbos agrees with the Lomdes of Rabbi Zalman that the Etzen passing over Dalet Ames is not an integral part of the Maisa Veire, so here you can also agree with that. But the Kashi is from the point of view Anoche, and as far as Anoche is concerned, so we cannot consider it from the point of view of every point in the Chifetz. As far as Anoche is concerned, we have to consider it from the point of view of the change of position of the Chifetz in its entirety. So, and the Ramban also agrees that we have to consider it from the point of view of the change of position of the Chifetz entirety. But the Ramban Lishitose, he holds that Anoche is only determined by the place he stands on, not by the place it occupies. So we don't care about the fact that it occupies, let's say, an inch in the within Dalet Ames. The Dveila occupies an inch in the Dalet Ames, within the Dalet Ames, because the Anoche is determined by the place it sticks on, and that's the side surface of the Kesel. The side surface of the Kesel is removed, is Dalet Ames removed from the whole Chayfetz. This is, but Teisves is Masik and Rashi, because Teisves Lishitosei, Teisves is Chilik, and Ramban's Lomdes, that Hanoche is only determined by the place it stands on. The Teisves Shite is that it's determined by the place it stands on, as well as by the place it occupies. So that he says, the binyan zeh nir she yishayev, kivim she yigudet bifnim, kme yitzi chotzi kubla yishu sarabim, dine chayash zenu kulo lechut, diotu mizora kodem reimach, vichol dobaroch, kol chu yishayev, kivim she rei she echot, diotu chus le dalet ames. So what do you say? Vim bizirik dalet ames, hochek miralo, she yishayev vichay gamne, she is chayvichay gavne. In other words, we could say Teisves means, what do you mean hochek mirlo? But there is still aloch lemeishim misinai. It has to be Dalet Ames, not less than Dalet Ames. Teisves means, maybe you'll say that even in respect to the mikema anoche, it's not necessary that the chayfetz in its entirety should be noch Dalet Ames removed from the position of the chayfetz in its entirety before the akire. But as long as every point in the chayfetz that is noch is Dalet Ames removed, even though there is no Dalet Ames distance of the whole Chayfetz in its entirety, that you could say. So then it has nothing to do with the Shaila of Siluk Mechitze Baladonekos. Void da mai mashmal tvei bahai di zora karbaam is bekesel da have mit zum zomeis mishorami mishora baam is ashnu is bkhalashas vi nirali di mai ve hoche she zora khut la baam is moy bkhol mokim vi hoche pav vi hoche mi mai mit al damis she mi kim hat vei lo nis batlo mit ihres rishis rabim she botle kesel va rei u ki kesel ov vi la have id al gabov rishis rabim vi zora kmachat oy kesel al damis wie noch alle Dweilo, und nicht gab es sicher, oder Potter. Da habe ich mich immer an Dweilo, und es meint mit dir, was es Rabbi. War viel auch ein Chayek. Heu, wie tchiles als Rieke, hat geht man noch, heu, ihr Schem, was es Rabbi, mo. War noch ein Umiut, was es Rabbi, im Badadore Kose. Wo ein Name habe, wo man immer, hat noch ein bisschen, mit Chitze Badadore Kose. Um Schane, hat so ein Wadloch, und Wadloch, was es Rabbi. So, but this is, I mean, there is very profound lomdes in this thesis. So thesis says, that not that the Mishnah deals with Aladamis Mitzvotzonis. The Mishnah deals with Yerisam Daladamis. So there is no question of reducing the Daladamis. There is no problem of reducing the Daladamis. But Teisa says, now, if we say, the question is here, even if it's more than Daladamis, let's say, from the point of the Akire till the Kesel, there is six Amis. But why is it higher? After all, in order to be chayev, so the anoche has to be an rishus harabi. The anoche has to be an rishus harabi. Now, so the question is, so here, if when the dveila, now this is the case, and the case now, so and the dveila sticks within the tenth vochen from the karka rishus harabi. So it's chayev. So, but the question is, now the Gemara did not know of the difference between mivatel and not mivatel, or the Gemara assumed that the dveilo is also mivatel. Let's say the Gemara assumed that his intention was that the dveilo should stay there for good. So mimele, the question arises, now if, let's say, the dveilo sticks to the kesel, suppose after that, first he threw a dveilo, and the dveilo stuck to the kesel. Then he threw a machat, a small object, and that machat rested on top of the dveilo, or it stuck through, it pierced through the dveilo, and it rested there. Will he be chayev? Will he be chayev for throwing the machat that rested on the dveilo? He won't be chayev because that dveilo is a mokim misuyeh, not dveilo, I mean that dveilo is a mokim misuyeh. That dveilo is a mokim misuyeh. Not only if the machat rests on top of the dveilo over here, even if the machat pierces through the interior of the dveilo, so it's also a mokim misuyeh. So if after the dveilo stuck to the kesel, he would throw a machat and the machat would rest on top of this dveilo, or it would pierce the dveilo, and it would rest there in the middle, in the interior of the dveilo. So then he would be potter for throwing the machat. Why? Because that dveilo would be kiveya vishus bifnei atzmei. It would be a mokim tur. If it has dalet al dalet, then it could become a kamles. But if it doesn't have dalet al dalet, it would become a mokim tur. So mimele, since the dveilo is in mokim ptur, so mimele he shouldn't be chayev for throwing the dveilo itself. Why? Because the mekeima dveilo becomes a mokim ptur, just as Reb Chaim says in regard to Zohar Kaveres, that the reason is why he's potter, so in one lotion, so the mekeim deifen akaveres becomes Erish Zayochid, or on the other lotion, Erish Zayochid doesn't become because there is no Avadalet, but the Shem Rishus Arabim is Poka. So this is similar to that. Teis is saying something similar. In other words, since